Hey, everybody. This is Stelly FD.
This is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about scheduling hacks or scheduling tips.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
For founders, here's why I wanted to talk to you about this, Heaton. I think we've, you know, over the years, we've talked about how to manage your time in a couple of episodes and shared some of the kind of time management principles that we use to make sure that we get the most out of our time. But recently, I made a pretty big shift. Like there was one, I've changed many things over the years in terms of how I handled my time and especially the requests for my time. But just recently, I made one, I feel like, final big change that I wanted to share. And then I thought it would be fun for us to just share a little bit of like how we decide what to schedule, how to schedule things and all that good stuff. So I'll kick it off by sharing kind of my latest change in scheduling philosophy. And then we can just go back and forth on some tips, tricks. I know that you're really principled and disciplined in the way that you give out your time because the demand and request for your time is so high. So for me, the latest and greatest on this is that I have stopped allowing anything to be scheduled in my calendar that is further out than 4 weeks. And here's why. One bad habit that I have kind of developed over the last 2 years, especially I feel like, is that I've been pretty good at like pushing back on requests for my time if I know that, you know, this month or the next couple of weeks, it's not really, doesn't really fit, but it might be something, it's a nice to have. I'd like to talk to you one day, or I'd like to maybe do your podcast one day, but just this month, it doesn't really fit into my schedule. And then one really bad habit that I picked up was that I would just tell people, you know what, whatever, October, November are not really good months for me to be on your podcast, but maybe early next year. And then they would send me an invite for some random time in January or February. And I'd be like, sure. If it was far enough out, it would be easier for me to say yes to it because it just felt so far away. Right? I'm like, do I know what I'm doing? You know, July 2025? No. Ah, sure. I might do your whatever, right? Podcast event, whatever it is. But then inevitably, time passes and I look in my calendar and I go, what the hell is this thing in my calendar? Why am I doing this this Thursday? This doesn't work at all with the rest of my day. And so I would have a lot of like regrets for especially things that were scheduled many, many weeks in advance. And so I made a big change on saying, hey, if I'm not ready to schedule this in the next 4 weeks, if it doesn't fit into my kind of current schedule, then ping me again in a month and we can reevaluate. But nothing is being put into my calendar in 2 months, 3 months, 4 months out, because inevitably I will regret whatever I scheduled. It won't fit into what my priorities are, what my week and month looks like. And so it's just a really bad habit to develop. And I definitely was suffering from that. And then I would have all these things that I didn't want to do that week and that I felt committed to. So it would be kind of in constant conflict. So this is the most recent change in the way I schedule things is that I don't schedule anything that's further out than 4 weeks. I think I told this to a friend a couple of days ago, and he told me that he read somewhere that Warren Buffett, you can't even schedule something out 48 hours in advance, which is much better, right? Where apparently if it's not within the next 2 days, he refuses to schedule anything. I'm not sure how true that is, but that's what a friend of mine told me. He read somewhere about Warren Buffett. So that's kind of my latest and greatest. Is this something that you've ever, is this a pain you've ever experienced, or were you too smart to make this mistake?
I don't know if I was too smart for anything. I'll say that I learned something new yesterday related to this. So it's ironic we decided to talk about it today. So nice. Yes, just yesterday I learned that somebody learned that this really works for her. And she was talking to me about it, and she's a founder. And what she said is, if someone invites me to do something or emails me and wants my time or whatever, and it's like far out, like let's say a speaking thing or a meeting or a podcast, like you said, even if it's further out, the way she thinks about it is, if this is going to happen next week, would I do it?
I like that.
And she bases it on that. Because usually we think about it like, oh, this is going to happen 3 months from now. Would we do it? Right?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to do it? Should we do it? And if you're not going to schedule 4 weeks in advance or like, you know, next 4 weeks or whatever, then you're obviously not going to do it. So she said this has been really helpful to her, which is basically like, would I do it next week if it was happening next week? And then she uses that as a criteria or a main criteria to decide whether she does the thing or not.
So I love that. Yeah.
I found that one to be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found that one to be really good. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. I think we all have different demands. And, you know, I find all the Warren Buffett analogies and like tips around like the way he lives his life and stuff very interesting, because we are not Warren Buffett. You know, like,
no,
like,
shit.
We all apparently might want to be, but we're not. And maybe we don't want to be. I don't know. I don't want to be. I'm good.
Like, I don't want to be Warren Buffett.
Yeah, I want to be me. I have utmost respect for everything Warren Buffett, though. Obviously, yep. Just like many folks do. I haven't heard many negatives there, except maybe he drinks a lot of Coca-Cola or something. But apparently, so does Bill Gates. So whatever.
Diet Coke. Apparently, they're both drinking.
The only thing I can dig about is that, I guess.
Metric tons of Diet Coke, apparently. Both of them. It's great.
So when it comes to how he scans, it's like, dude, think about it. Like, this person, actually, from what I understand, and again, I don't know much, I don't think he's an operator. I don't think he has to manage people.
No.
Right? Most of the people listening on the show either are managing themselves, not like Warren Buffett, or they are managers managing other people. And so the demands on your time are oriented around that. They're not oriented around finding great investments to make or thinking about where the world's going next so you can make great investments. You know, that's a different life. That's not most people's lives. And that's why when I hear this stuff, I'm like, okay, that's cool that like apparently Warren Buffett has this rule. And it's also cool that, you know, he's someone that, you know, has been known to say, I keep my schedule very open, right? Or free or whatever.
Yeah.
At the same time, like the way I think about it is today, especially after a lot of like, you know, ups and downs on scheduling and all that, is like, there are things I'm required to do. Those things that I'm required to do, I try to put on my schedule on a regular basis and make sure that those things are there. So that could be one-on-ones with people on the team. It could be a weekly check-in with my co-founder. It could be the leadership team meeting that we have. It's things like that. They're on my schedule. They're happening weekly, and they're very static. They're there. And I do my best to make sure that they happen or they get rescheduled within the same week that they're in if I have to. And I hate rescheduling those things. So that's like very important to me. Then there's things like ad hoc. An example of something somewhat ad hoc is like, you and I try to do this every week, right?
Right.
And we used to have a weekly schedule, and then we decided we don't need a weekly schedule. We'll just do it when we can. And it's a priority when it does show up and you and I schedule it. So it's probably in the second bucket, which is like things that get scheduled that need to happen that are a priority. So they happen, right?
Right.
And I'm prioritizing them. And then there's the thing that everybody talks about, which is that third bucket, which is just stuff that's coming in that you have to decide on. And truthfully, stuff that's coming in that you have to decide on, you could just say no to all of it. You can just say no to all of it. Like, literally, you could say no to all of it. You get invited to a conference. Is that conference really going to help you? You figure it out. But like, if you're really into conferences and your company benefits from them, your company should be doing them. Literally. Not necessarily you. And that's a big difference between how most people that I know that go to conferences think about it, right? And like, sure, if you need to go along and speak, all good, but like, shouldn't that just be a system that people are taking care of in the company, marketing, for example?
Right.
Like, especially if those conferences benefit you, then there's a system. Even if it's you being scheduled to go, I would almost put that buffer and say, hey, someone needs to figure out how this is beneficial to our business, and it needs to be systematic and measured. And so it shouldn't be my problem. That's the way I think of that as a founder now. And I also have this other lens that I put on things. It's like, how's it going to benefit me? Just period. Like, how's it going to benefit me? Is there a tangible benefit I can get from doing this thing that's in this third bucket of just random things? Not ad hoc, because ad hoc is more like things I know are prioritized. I want to schedule them. Obviously, I just spoke of like weekly scheduled stuff or monthly scheduled stuff. This bucket is the one I think everyone wastes a lot of time on, whether it's getting on a podcast or anything like that. for me, it's like, how's it going to benefit me? How's it going to benefit my business? If it's not going to, I actually probably am not going to do it. Or I'm going to make it such like low time and effort for me that I don't get sucked up in it. It doesn't take up much of my time. That's basically the way I think about it. And so things either get systematic and they fall in the first one or two, the one or two bucket one or bucket two, or like, I'm just trying to like either not do them in as little time as possible. And I'm really thinking about what's the benefit for me.
I love that. So I think there's a couple of things that I want to like comment on. I think number one, on the third bucket, I think the most difficult thing for people is the fear of missing out, right? It's like, I'm not sure if this is going to be worth my time or not. It's not, you know, when it's clearly a waste of your time, I think most people have an easy time saying no, but most things aren't 100% clearly a waste of someone's time. So I think that that's when people, you know, struggle with just saying no, because they're like, what if this meeting would lead to something good? What if this podcast interview lead to something, to some customers? What if this is some good exposure, some good opportunity? And so they lean towards saying yes to too many things versus being okay with missing out on some opportunities in order to focus and make sure that the things that they are prioritized right now in their life and in their business, that they get enough time, energy, and attention. So really having the courage to say no and like growing past that fear of missing out, I think is a big one. I think the other thing that I would highlight to people is, you know, in general, and I think we've talked about this before, but in general, the amount of time that we either, you know, say yes to or request from other people is way too much, right? Most meetings are 60 minutes, and it's not because 60 minutes is a magical perfect number for anything to discuss and to do. It's just because people are lazy and it's the easiest time block that we think in. And so we just try to request and ask for 60-minute blocks on anything and everything, and then we will fill them. If you have 60 minutes on the calendar, you will find a way to fill that time in some mindless way. So just pushing back on that, asking yourself, you know, most things that you need 60 minutes for can be accomplished in 15 or in extreme cases in 30 minutes. I find it very rare that you need full 60 minutes to discuss something, decide something, or get something done with somebody else. And so just being more careful in accepting any kind of 60-minute request for your time, in general, accepting requests for time. I think today we're pretty in sync in the way that we handle a lot of this, where, you know, a lot of people want to talk to me, and then when I ask them to tell me exactly what they need, oftentimes I could just send them a podcast episode, a blog post, and a talk, and I'm like, just, I address this concern in these places, please take a look, and then let me know if you have a follow-up question, or if you try this and it doesn't work and you want to share your results, the results with me, I'm super happy to talk with you. But next 4 weeks, I'm traveling so much, I have so many meetings, so many commitments, I can't schedule a 30-minute call to answer something to you on a one-on-one level that I've already answered in 20 other places that I'm happy to share with you. And so that helps a lot, like just answering things in email and pointing to all the content that we create to try to help founders and help people out there. But then even just being very mindful when you ask for other people's time, you know, do I really need 60 minutes? Do I even really need 30 minutes? How much time do we really need if we're focused, if we're prepared? Oftentimes there's a lot that can be accomplished. And I'd say this, one of the biggest signals that things are really not going well for you is when there's a ton of reshuffling, rescheduling, and cancellations or no-showing happening in your calendar. That means that you're really not in, you don't have really a good system in place yet in the way that you manage your schedule. Because if you feel the pressure to move things around and reschedule, you're probably overcommitted. If people don't show up to your calls or meetings or last minute always ask you to move things around, maybe what you're asking too many people for things, or you're not selling them enough on what you're doing is a really valuable use of their time. But that would always be a signal that I would give people advice on paying attention to. Do you feel like you're in control of your time? Do you feel like your weeks are focused? Or do you feel super overwhelmed? And do you constantly see that calendar events have to be moved around almost on a daily basis? That's usually a good sign for you might want to take a couple of steps back and kind of come up with better habits in the way you do scheduling.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. The more you kind of manage this, the more free and more time you're going to have for what's important for you.
There you go. And is that not what we all truly want and need in life?
All right. Yeah, make time for what's important. Yeah, please.
There you go. I think that's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very, very soon.
See ya.